This is the Voice of San Francisco, and I am John Rothman. We have a lot to talk about today, so much going on in the city. And of course, I want to begin by pointing out that the Board of Supervisors and the Board of Education are both going to confront elections in November, on November 5th. And some of the issues I want to raise will deal directly with what the Board of Education does, what the Board of Supervisors does, and how we proceed. I want to begin by picking up on something I talked about the other day. Merchants in West Portal are up in arms over the MTA proposal for their neighborhood. Now, I don't need to go into details on the plan, but it would seem to me it would be advisable for MTA to sit down with neighbors and talk before they proceed to act. Now, I know this is an unprecedented concept, the idea of really consulting. Oh, wait. They'll answer, oh, but we did consult. No. Most people in West Portal, as in other neighborhoods, were completely taken aback by what happened. And when you look at what they're proposing for the Geary corridor, those changes, oh, I got a notice about it, but I don't think anything matters except their master plan. So what I'm saying at this moment is really important, and that is that we need to take a look at what the Board of Supervisors is going to do and how the candidates for mayor are going to respond to all of these neighborhood proposals, these changes in patterns, and are they taking into account small businesses? I say this respectfully, but San Francisco has a problem. We're trying to retain small businesses, not force them out, not cause their demise. And that means that in order to do this, it should not be done in an adversarial fashion. It should be done in a consulting fashion. So I'm going to suggest today that the candidates for mayor, in a united voice, say, all right, MTA, you have these proposals. Let's call the merchants in. Let's talk to them before a plan is put forward. You see, the idea should be that a plan is put forward about which there is a consensus before it is put forward. That's the only way something like this really works. And I throw this out respectfully, but because I am very disturbed about what is happening in terms of parking in San Francisco. I want to talk for a few minutes about education. We talked about the Board of Education, and they're taking a leading role in so many different areas. Well, as we discussed recently, there is a Bay Area attorney by the name of Scott Rafferty, who is planning to sue the San Francisco Unified School District over elections. He wants there to be district elections. Mr. Rafferty, with all due respect, it is the San Francisco Unified School District. And that was the whole point of it being under an umbrella, so that each school would not have a separate operation in terms of controlling what they do. This appeals to my sense of building a unified school district. I happen to believe that public schools are the backbone of American democracy. And if we destroy our public schools, we're going to have a problem. Now, did you note the San Francisco Chronicle ran a story by Jill Tucker? By the way, an excellent article, because it dealt with the fact that private school heads are getting big bucks to run private schools. But more important in the article was how much it costs to go to a private school. Look, we're talking in San Francisco about closing schools. The superintendent is going to have to come up with a plan for closing schools. I say, rather than closing schools, we should be recruiting for schools. We should be recruiting to get kids into public schools, and that means we have to give parents the confidence that public schools really work. Let me be clear. San Francisco State University and the University of San Francisco and the University of California at Berkeley all have teacher programs. My suggestion would be that we go out and recruit the best and the brightest of potential teachers. We have to give teachers a real incentive, potential teachers even more so, to go into this very difficult and complex business. That means that there needs to be an organized effort, again, by the mayor and the Board of Supervisors and the Board of Education, to recruit top quality teachers. One of the best teachers I had in high school was a man named Elgin Hines. He was on the faculty at UC Berkeley. And in those days, principals could go out and scout and find teachers and bring them in. And O.I. Schmalzley, who was the legendary principal at Washington High School, sat down with Mr. Hines and convinced him to leave UC and come to George Washington High School. And let me tell you something. He was the best teacher I ever had in terms of world history and understanding Pacific relations and Asian relations. He was a superb teacher, but he was recruited. And I think that's what we have to be doing on a citywide basis. We need to go out and find the best potential teachers, encourage them to go into teaching, and give them every opportunity to develop. You know what that's going to do? Not only will it reinvigorate our public schools, but it will mean that parents will not have to put out 50 grand and more a year for private schools. I know it's crazy. I thought it was crazy when our kids were in nursery school and it cost $4,000, $5,000 a year. Now it's even more for nursery school. Well, we're talking about elementary schools, middle schools, senior high schools. We need to make sure that we recruit the best and the brightest, not only of teachers and administrators, but also of students. And that means there has to be a sales job done to the parents to convince parents legitimately that the public schools work. It'll save everybody a lot of money. It'll save parents money. It'll bring funds into the public schools. Remember, they're paid per head. And it will encourage people to go into teaching. But wait, there's another issue that I want to deal with. You know that across this country, there are demonstrations going on in support of Hamas. Let me be clear. It's not support of Palestinians or Palestinian rights. It is in favor of Hamas, which I would remind you is a terrorist organization. So defined by the United States government, so defined, I think, by any civilized person in the world. Now, we have an organization here in San Francisco of Bernie-crats. This is the San Francisco chapter, and Brett Wilkins is the co-chair of the Bernie-crats, and he is now proposing to say that Hamas is resistance. That is, that what Hamas does is legitimate resistance. Let me be crystal clear, no ambiguity. Hamas is a terrorist organization. We can support the rights of Israel to security and the rights of Palestinians to live freely without supporting Hamas. I don't get it. How can people who believe in a rational approach to the Middle East support Hamas, which wants a one-state solution, in short, the elimination of Israel? So, Brett Wilkins and the Bernie-crats of San Francisco, let me be crystal clear. You and I don't agree on this one. And more than that, we have to convince people to understand the realities of the Middle East. The Middle East is torn by conflict because Hamas and the radical Islamists oppose Israel's very right to exist. If I could ask Brett Wilkins one question, it is, do you believe Israel has a right to exist? I would suggest to you, based on his rhetoric now, he would probably say no. Just tell me I'm wrong, Mr. Wilkins. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that's it for today. So much to talk about it. Believe me, we could go on, and we will, because the Voice of San Francisco is here every single day with all the issues right here for you, for me, and for the people of our great city. Of course, we have an election coming up, so we're going to have to talk more and more issues, and we're going to do it right here on the Voice of San Francisco.